وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. And جزاك الله خير for all your beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today, Maulana Rumi shares a story with us of a mosquito's complaint to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now, we know that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam had an unparalleled kingdom, which nobody ever had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled his wish, where he reigned over the animals, the insects, and over the winds, over the men, and over jinn, etc. So, this mosquito came to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam with its complaint, and he said, "O you whose kingdom stretches over men and jinn and over the air, please remove and eradicate my misfortune and judge for me in justice." So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam asked, "O you who searches for justice, against whom do you require a just verdict?" So the mosquito replied that my complaint is against the wind. The wind causes me great grief and harm. When I try to suck blood, the wind blows me away. This is just unjust and unfair. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, "O mosquito, Allah has commanded me not to give judgment until both parties to a dispute are present and given a fair hearing." There's a lesson for us in here as well, that when somebody comes to you with a story, then you shouldn't just come up with a judgment. You have to listen to both sides of the story. So he requested that. So the mosquito replied, "Undoubtedly, that is the right thing." Then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam summoned the wind to appear before him quickly, because a complaint of injustice has been lodged against him. As soon as the wind received the summons, it came along blowing quite strongly as it hastened to the presence of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when it moves swiftly, then you're going to feel that wind. As soon as the strong wind arrived, involuntarily it forced the mosquito to be blown away. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam called upon him, "O mosquito, wait a while. O mosquito, where are you going? Wait. I shall now judge between the two of you." The mosquito replied, "O king, my death lies in the existence of the wind. Its smoke makes my day black indeed. When the wind comes, I experience no ease and comfort. He destroys me by tearing me away from my place." I mean, you can look at a minute mosquito and look at the strong wind. Now, Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives advice to the seekers after the Sufi way, those who want to tread the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Similar is the case of the seeker after Allah. When he has attained some nearness to Allah, the closeness of Allah will cause his fleeing from evil." So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that for the nearness of Allah to be properly attained, it is necessary that one should become fully engrossed in serving Allah and be completely annihilated in Him. That is the sign of being truly endowed with Allah's nearness. Hence, for as long as a person's nafs is alive and still has arrogance in it, it is impossible to acquire nearness to Allah. One will have to destroy his ego. Even though in nearness to Allah there is lasting existence, but before this lasting existence, annihilation of the nafs of the self is required. By annihilation is meant to make your own desires subject to the divine wishes and to make them a slave of Allah, surrender to him. How can that one be a servant to Allah who wants to keep his wishes above that of Allah? So what's the lesson from here? This story teaches us that only after one has annihilated his nafs will he be honored with sainthood. I mean, we have heard this year before that if you want to go to Allah, then your one foot must be on your nafs and your next foot will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot please your nafs and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. So this annihilation is dependent on the company of saintly ones. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O people of Iman, fear Allah and kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be with the ones who are the sadiqin and the truthful, the pious ones. Munal Rumi says somewhere else, a nafs cannot be annihilated unless one has the shadow of a spiritual guide's guidance. And hold fast onto the cloth of such a destroyer of nafs. When you sit in the company of pious people, then their piety rubs off on you. And they will be speaking, you know, about the annihilation of the nafs and the love for Allah, the love for the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And naturally, when you listen to these discourses, then it brings you onto a different level. Look at the Sahaba Ikiram. What was their background? But the minute they came into the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their entire lives had changed. It was because of the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold fast onto the reason, means here the reason for exhorting us to hold fast onto the spiritual guide is that sometimes the Shaykh may reprimand or punish a murid to correct him. There are cases that a person has pride and takabbur, and then you know he will expect that the Shaykh gives him a lot of wazifas and all that to recite, but the Shaykh at that particular time will deem it appropriate that in spite of this person's high caliber of knowledge, etc., put him there at the shoes at the entrance of the masjid. So he just puts the people's shoes straight, and if he follows this advice of the Shaykh, it will create great amount of humility in him. So if one, at such times, if one is loosely connected with the Shaykh, he will become offended and run away from him, which will be to his own detriment. So Mawlana Rumi states somewhere else, if at every rebuke of the Shaykh you become fed up, then how without rubbing can you become clean as a mirror? So it's very, very important that you stay in the company of a Shaykh. And when you get reprimanded also, you know, then it's only for your own good that you can escalate to higher positions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our ishq, in our love for him, and the annihilation of the nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring that character into us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.